Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel. I'm making this audio from the desk in my office at Water of Life headquarters in Plano, Texas. I want to speak to you about a subject that God has dealt with me for several years about, but now more frequent, more pressed in the spirit, and that is praying for people that you know, you don't know, you have met, and that's found in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. KG, my wife's going to read this to you, these three verses.
For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Thank you very much. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 24, it talks about God, or talks that God has appointed weeks of the harvest, appointed a time for people to be born again, to be saved. And I believe that we're living in that time. It's in that verse, it talks about the former and latter rain. And we're certainly living there right now. But I want to share a testimony with you because it just come up in the last few days about a young lady that I met when I was 18 years old, maybe just turning 19. I met her at a skating rink in Joplin, Missouri, out on the north near the north of Joplin, Four Corners. Some of you listening to this may remember where that skating rink was at. I went there. I worked in a funeral home in Dallas, in Joplin. I'm in Dallas. I was working in a funeral home in Joplin, and I did quite a bit of roller skating at night. I met this young lady at the roller rink. She was a great skater, and I was a learner, but I got to skate well enough that I could skate up by her and talk to her, and we became we talked, let's say that, dated her two or three times, don't recall where we went, perhaps a movie, but I'm not sure. But that's not what's important. I've not seen her or heard from her since 1951. Maybe January 52, I'm not even sure. But a week or so back, God put it in my heart to start praying about her, and I have. And had my research staff check and found that apparently she's still alive, has a husband, and I don't know what else. But I can see what God is saying. Pray for her, her husband, her children, I think if she has any, her family. I've done this for other people for years, that they might be saved. And or born again, as you want to call it. So I want to share that with you, and that will occur in your in your life. This is a tough one. The devil hates this, but you have to love God, God's people. You have to love people enough to pray for them that they receive Christ. You have to care for people of God, that they won't go to hell, but they'll receive Jesus and go to heaven. You have to have that kind of heart. You have to have a heart that will tell them there's just one way to God, one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you must be able to tell them, have the love to tell them, John 6:44, no man can come to the Father except, or to Jesus, unless the Father draw him. The Father draw him. Another place it says, any man that come to Jesus, he will no wise cast him out. He will not reject you. He will not cast you out. I don't care who you are. Any person that calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It's simple. Doesn't matter about your sins. He paid for them. He took them upon himself and overcame sin, death, hell, that you might have eternal life, that you might be victorious in everything that you set your hand to do. It's a great blessing to know that there's one man in the earth that loves you well enough to set you free and call you out by name and ask you to take up your cross daily and follow him. And that man is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of which I am an apostle and prophet, his representative, his ambassador on this earth. Thank God. And I preach this gospel. And I lie not. And it's great, the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to tell you, I knew Derek Prince very well, personal friend of mine. I knew Lydia, personal friend of mine. And I've been in her house quite a few times, many times really, over a period of years, of a year. Had meals with them on Thursday afternoons. There's a lot of resistance to this. I knew Derek and Lydia very well. I loved the guy, but discipleship was not a God. Discipleship was an evil spirit. It was a Babylonian spirit, spirit of Babylon. And you find that in the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. And when they decided, when those men decided discipleship was not of God, they just renounced it, went another way. They didn't overcome the spirit. They're still bound by that spirit. They never overcame. 1 John 5:4, this is a victory in overcoming the world, even your faith. They should have overcome that discipleship spirit, that Babylon spirit. They didn't. Oh, no. I didn't say they went to hell. I said they never overcame that spirit. And I speak the words of God. And that's what the Bible says. They never overcame that Babylon spirit that caused them to walk and call it discipleship and believe they were making Christians. Never happened. Thank God. Amen. I have a lot of friends involved in that spirit, that discipleship spirit, which was first started in the Roman Catholic Church in the 5th century. And I know a lot of people that are involved. I have family that are involved in that spirit. Well, they don't call it discipleship now. No, the devil's slick. He'll change its name just to keep you in bondage and not let you come out of that wickedness that he overpowers every man with and accuses him every day before God. That's the devil's game. But I have a lot of friends in that and I'm praying them out, me and those with me that have like faith of mine and that have been made fruit of my ministry, thank God, that believe and fight and want to keep people out of hell and that they go to heaven and spend eternity with Jesus. I want to encourage you, if they come up in your heart and you haven't known them, haven't seen them for 50 years, pray. Pray for them. They'll go to heaven. There's a man that I rarely ever talk this way that's on my heart. He's on a trip, I'm convinced, to go to heaven. His name is Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly says things that are just not in the Bible. They're just not there. But God has me believing God for him that he'll be converted and go to heaven. I didn't say get born again. I don't know if he is or isn't. But I understand that Franklin Graham told Billy Graham, that's Billy's son, Franklin Graham told Bill O'Reilly that God would make a way for every man that he wanted to receive Jesus, to receive him. I thank God Franklin Graham told Bill O'Reilly that. If that indeed is true, this is true. I believe in God. Bill O'Reilly will be converted, born again, and go to heaven. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, and for this day from Plano, Texas. Good day. God bless. Doyle Davidson.